Right, brilliant. We're recording now. So are you just able to introduce yourself first of all?
Hello, yes, it's Peter Duke of Duke Marketing and Duke Karting.
So Duke is behind a planning application that's been submitted for a temporary karting track in Douglas. Are you able to tell me about that application?
Yes, we've had a karting operation for nearly 10 years up at Jerby, which has been open all year round, and latterly in the winter months has had sort of evening sessions even in when it's dark. But Jerby is a little bit further away from the main population, so for many years people have been saying to us we really should be in Douglas and bring it nearer, and we've looked at some indoor sites over the years, but the numbers don't really add up on that. And lo and behold, we sort of suddenly realised that the TT Grandstand main paddock area, as it's known, is unused most of the year in the winter months, so and it suits itself very well to a small kart track.
So who owns that land at the moment?
It's Douglas Corporation, part of the whole Nobles Park estate, I guess. But Douglas Corporation are in charge of it, own it, and they've seemed to be very supportive. They've given their backing to or agreement to us operating there as a tenant, if you like. And you know, I think generally speaking, we've had quite a good response to the idea of a new amenity in the winter for all ages, especially families in Douglas.
So was that the best site that is available in Douglas for you, was it?
Well, it's very suitable. Apart from the fact that it exists and doesn't need to be created, it is a site which hasn't actually got houses right on top of it. The noise is absolutely minimal. We've spent quite a bit of time doing noise tests with the carts, and both at Jerby and on site there, and really the background traffic noise is greater than the carts generate. And it's a very suitable site with some amenities. There's restaurant cafes nearby. Parking obviously is good, and it's out of everybody's way. You can't see the site from the houses around, and it should sort of fit in very well, we think.
So the application is for a temporary site. I take it that's because you've got to take it away again during TT and Grand Prix and any time that paddock area is in use.
Yes, it is a temp. It's October essentially to Easter, or just after Easter is the plan at the moment, and then we'll revert back to Jerby. The equipment's fairly mobile, so obviously a day or two to set up, but not dissimilar to sort of setting up a fair type operation. You know, some barriers and the water-filled barriers that form the track are probably the biggest thing to move, but they are portable, and we can get set up in a couple of days, we think.
Ah, right, so you don't actually have to close down for any period, you'll just move operations back to Jerby?
Yes, that's the idea, yep.
Okay, and if your application is successful, when will the Douglas one be opening?
We're hopeful of being operational in December, the Christmas parties obviously, and you know, family entertainment pre the school holidays. That is the target at the moment, so we're hopeful of first week of December. It's in planning at the moment, and we're fingers crossed on that.
Okay, Peter, that's